Amen? Is this working? There we go. Say amen.
Amen.
Woo! I want to start jumping up and down, right? Come on. Aren't you excited today? I thought, you know, it is football season. And you know, can we just, do you need some of that? I'd never heard to have some of that, right? We've been talking about two things, haven't we? One of the things we've been talking about in Psalm 16 is about presence. Right? Last week, Mitch talked to us about the good news. For months, we've been talking about the prodigal son. When John Spraker got up and said he was going to teach on the prodigal son in June, I thought, well, I'm free and clear. I don't have to share it. And the Lord said, no, I've been speaking this over and over throughout the kingdom. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the prodigal son today. We're going to talk about the father, and we're going to talk about the son who was home. Aren't you excited? Now, come on now. I'll come into your seat if you can't be excited with me. Come on, it's August. It's time to be excited. Come on, we have something to be excited about. Oh, I brought some pom-poms. We're going to get those pom-poms out and get going. If we can go to the prodigal son in Luke 15, it says that a man had two sons. You know the story. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided the wealth between them. So he gave them his inheritance in advance. Many days later, the young son, he gathered everything, and what happened? He left, right? And it says that he squandered it. He came to a revelation. It says in verse 17, he came to his senses. He really didn't come to his full senses. Because what he said, I can go back to my father as a slave. That's not full senses. That's only partial senses. I can go back to my father. Right? If you read on in 20, it says, so he got up, he came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, the father saw him, felt compassion on him, embraced him, kissed him. The son said to the father, I've sinned against heaven in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, he said, quickly bring out the finest robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf. Kill it. Let us eat. Celebrate. For the son of mine is not dead. Come on. Mercy came, didn't it? But my son is not dead. He has come to life again. He was lost. He has been found. They began to celebrate. Now, it says that the elder son was back in the field. Daniel said, you sure you need the microphone? I used my cowbell Friday night, so I'd have my microphone today. Now, come on. The son was in the field, and when he came, he approached the house, and he heard dancing and music, and he summoned the servants. He said, what's going on? And they said, your brother's come back home. Your father's having a party. Oh, I'm so excited. Did you come to church to sleep today? It's not happening. You don't even have to be pinched by your neighbor. Come on. Come on. We see it in there. We know it well. Let it be revelation to us. The father, the son, the prodigal son would have rather been a slave. But the father's heart was ready to receive the son. Come on. Come on. He was not looking at his son based upon his sin. He was looking at his son based upon his purpose, what he was created to do, and he began to rejoice. Rejoy. There was a recreate. There was a restore. There was a rejoice. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, rejoice. Come on. There was a place there that the father was just so excited. He just, and what happened? Let me tell you something. The affairs of the father's house was managed. They were managed. Why do we know this? The fields were tended. How do we know? The calf, it was fat. The calf couldn't have been fat if the field wasn't managed. Come on, the worshipers were ready to go. Are you hearing me? There was joy. There was preparation. The house had been managed. That tells me that the son who was home was doing what he was supposed to be doing. Right? Well, I'm getting cotton mouth. The reality is, You got to take a breath. Woo! I should just ring the cowbell. So, John, there was a garden because there was great food. Come on, the preparations of the house were ready. The banquet hall was done. There weren't screaming children. The bathrooms had to have been tended because there were no alarms in Scripture that said stuff wasn't done. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, rejoice. Rejoice. People are like, where's, y'all are scared. I can see it on your faces. Come on now, you know I'm a lover. I'm a great hugger. I'm not going to do something to you that you don't want. So Jesus just put that in me. Do you realize dwelling place? We're here today because of your contributions, because of your investments. Some of you, you take care of children. Some of you are washing tablecloths. Some of you are setting up tables. Some of you are worshiping, Robbie. Some of them are coming forth, aren't they? The bass player is going to come forth. Amen. There's preparations going on in the house, Joe, for the son that's coming in, right? We were all the sons at one point that came in. We were the sons and we were the daughters. I was. I mean, if you think this is how it showed up, it didn't show up like this. You know, you can say what you want. My mom's not a non-denominational person, but she certainly prays, and I'm here today because she's a praying woman. I mean, it's a good hour and 15 minutes, I think, she's up to at night. She said, I don't sleep with my phone. I got better things to do, and you need me to do what I'm doing, right? So I just wanted to take a break. Pass out those green forms right fast. We're going to do two things. This is a hands-on lesson. I got lots of hands-on. My first hands-on is take this sheet of paper, and I need a family update. Y'all are crying out for an address list. Can you just give me your information? Someone said, well, can I just update it? No, just put it down. Brand new information. Sometimes when you migrate data, the best thing to do is just start over. So if you need a pencil, they're passing out pencils. 14 and older, fill it out. Now, why didn't I give this to everyone to start? It looks like this. Because there's a long list of things at the bottom. And I know you're going to look at this and you're going to say, he wants me to sign up for something. No, come on. I want us to take a moment. And as we fill this out, I want us to rejoice at the things that we've done the last 12 to 18 months. Come on. When I look out at Dwelling Place, I don't see lots of people's not doing things. I see people who are very active. And I think part of our challenge is that we don't receive the well done. We don't receive, we're afraid to say yes because we don't hear the no. You know what? I think it's in Luke 19. It says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If there's never a no, then there's never a yes. If you don't say no, the person that's supposed to say yes can't say yes. It's just a place of saying, or is it Luke 19 that's the well done? I got my scriptures mixed up. I'm not the theology person. I'm the encourager. And I'm encouraging you today that sometimes we can't embrace our new that Daniel was talking to us about. We can't embrace our next because we've not yet received the yes finished. We've not yet received the well done. We've not yet said, I've crossed the race, so I know the next race I'm going to run into. Come on. Where did all the excitement go? Oh, you're riding. You're riding. Ooh, I can get a drink of water. Liam, I didn't forget. I'm watching you, so. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is a good time to get a break. I want you to write down, just check off in the checkoff sections, things that you've been doing as part of Dwelling Place. I want to help you. If you're a visitor, write visitor across the top and send in your information. It will take a two for one. Sorry about that. I see visitors looking at me like, this guy's weird. I'm not normal. They only let me up here about every 9 months. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. That's what Tammy would say. He's not everybody's cup of tea, but you try him once. Some of y'all are on round three. Praise the Lord. This tea doesn't get sour. So the second part of this, we want to celebrate. Lord, have mercy. Turn off the heat lamps. So we want to celebrate. You know how I like to celebrate? When I say thanks to someone, I give them a gift. I'm giving him a gift. I'm going to give Pat Clemens. You guys don't always see Pat. Her stuff goes on in the background. It's way too big. But I'd like to give her this shirt right here. It says dwelling place. Now you're saying, oh, Tulio, he's just setting up a marketing plan. Well, that's my job, but that's not what I'm doing. The other person, sorry, guys, I think I got your shirt split. The Lord said for Justin Carter, I'm going to give this one to Justin Carter. Don't squeeze into this. Change it at the end for the right size. I gave Pat your size. So, hey, so why am I giving you this shirt? Because I want you to be reminded that as you filled out this form, you are the dwelling place. You are the dwelling place. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're the dwelling place of God. Now, if you use that shirt to create a conversation, that's fine. But I'm saying to you, and everybody that's volunteered, we've made a shirt for everybody because we want to say thanks. We want you to receive the well done. When you get these shirts at the end of the service, someone's going to give it to you and say, well done. Well done. Come on. Well done. Turn to your neighbor and say, well done. All right, well, sometimes it's easier to paint a picture. So I'm going to do this for you, okay? Now, Liam's my oldest son, not my youngest son. He's volunteering today. So this is what the picture looks like. In Psalm 16, it says that when there's an embrace, it's the father's right hand to the son's right hand. And I know that that's going to look complicated, but what happened? Are you following me? Y'all got to write faster, prettier, but faster. So what happens is the father is going after the son, right? So I'm going to put out my right hand. He takes my right hand, but I'm a hugger. The Lord's a hugger. And there's an embrace. It even says he kissed him. He'll get me for that one. So when he greeted him, you know what I think? That son that was far off, it was a little bit of a challenge. I think what happened is there was a little bit of a tug and a war. He's a pretty strong boy. But the father wins. And then sometimes it's a little bit like this. It's a little bit of the dance, right? Getting to the purpose. Sometimes it might be climbing on his back and carrying him. Come on, yeah. Right? But you see, the father, this doesn't change. Are you watching this? And the father's bringing him into the house. And what does it say? Because it's football season, right? Looky here. Now, the father was prepared. When I go to the game, I bring food and I bring seats, and you know something else? If the person next to me, we create a cowbell section. Friday, the person next to me, they stop ringing their cowbell. Come on, get a picture. That's what the father's doing. But before all that happened, see, I got them ready. Come on. I had to let go of the hand for a second. Can I do this? Lord God. It's not going to work. See, I don't play football. I'm the cheering section. Do down. Show me how to do it. Somebody help me. Liam said, just start with it on the pads, Dad. Come on, help me. I don't want to pull the ball. Oh. There we go. Come on. Sometimes getting the robe on the sun is hard. And you know what happened? What happened to the new shoes? Oh, they're under the pom-poms. Because you can't go. Lord, I had to buy new shoes. You got new shoes, right? And we're ready. You better do that part. And then you got the ring. We won't. So what happens then is then you get a picture of this. I am his earthly dad. And I prepare him by speaking into him, by clothing him with righteousness, by preparing him with joy. Okay? And then you know what I'm doing right now? I'm guiding him. And then, you know, Coach Craig's going to stand up. And Coach Craig, Coach Wilkins is on our team, but he's receiving him. And now I don't leave him. I may not be physically touching him, but my presence is with him. And now he is in the house doing the work of the house. He's the son who's come home. Anybody? Anybody? And here's the best part. Now show everybody how that comes off. Lord have mercy. I don't ever pull it off because it's usually soaking wet. But here's what happens underneath that coat. He's still the dwelling place. He's still the dwelling place of God. He's still the son that's at home. He's managing the things that are going on at home. It was precious to me one day last week. He said, I don't know why you left the house after I did, but somehow in text communication he said, and I turned off all the lights, the fans, and I shut the doors. You know what that was? That was him saying, I tended to my father's business. I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him to report it. He did it. Come on. He took ownership of it, of the house, because it's our house. It's our house. Come on. I thought the whole cheerleading section was gone. We got a quarter of our cheerleaders here. They should have had them wearing their uniform. Thank you. Water break. Not yet, Daniel. Lord, there was my tissue. It says in that Psalm 16, is that still up there? It says that in 11, it says, you, the Lord, will make known to me the path of life. Your presence is fullness of joy. But it starts right there in that right hand. And you see, then we continued. When Liam goes out on the field, I'm not physically on the field with him, but I can guarantee you what's in his brain and what's in his heart is, yes, you can. What I've always said to him is, you go out there and you give it your best and you let the Lord do the rest. Amen. Come on. Sometimes that we're sitting in a place and we're not functioning where we're doing. We're not making the investment that we need to be making because we've made some excuse. We're looking at our cup. I'm probably getting ahead of myself. And we're saying that it's half full. I'm convinced that the son that was from afar was coming in saying, Father, my cup, it's half empty. The father's saying, my cup is full. George Nassar shared this with me, but he's celebrating his anniversary. We'll give him a pass. So he said, the father's cup is full. The cup from of the son at home is half empty. And I said, well, I don't, half empty. Come on, let's just fill it up already. And George said, no, your cup's full of something. If it's half full, it's half full. Here's the story. The father gave one part to this son and one part to that son, right? So what is that? That's half. So then your cup's half full, right? No. The scripture says, at the end it says that he said, son, when the son starts at home arguing with him, he looks at his son and he said, son, I gave you half, that was your inheritance, but all. Aren't you thankful that the Lord's not literal? He's supernatural. He's supernatural. Put this picture up there about that cup. Laura Swift sent this to me. You know what? The reality is your cup's full. It's full of something. I won't go there. It's full of something. I can ring a cowbell to get it out of you, but it's full of something. You're either half full or you're saying, whoa. The provision of the Lord is that he puts the part in there, but then he keeps filling. It says that we would be filled up. Come on, filled up. A lot of people, they're convinced that I'm a Martha. A lot of times you don't see my Mary personality. And that's wrong. You need to see both. About 2 years ago, Rick really pressed me and said that to me. He just said, I want you, and he gave me some exercises. I got mad at him. Of course, I probably got bitter and, had to work the chart. I know, you're all surprised I had to work the chart, but I had to work the chart. A, B, C's, and probably every other 27 alphabet letters. But come on, he said, and his challenge to me was, everyone sees you in motion, they're not seeing you rest. They're not seeing you in the presence, which is the equipping. Now, he didn't go into all that. Sometimes when someone's speaking to you, they just have a nugget, and the Lord's got to give you the enlightenment, right? And so I began realizing that no one sees, I would just say, well, no one sees me on my porch. No one sees me on Wednesday laying on the floor, or no one sees me at noontime prayer. And the Lord just said, as a leader, people need to see you rest. You're an example. Right? Part of that is resting in the presence so that we are equipped and empowered. It's becoming full. I believe that our cup can make room for what needs to be in the cup by taking things in the cup out that aren't supposed to be there. I got the picture of a big black glass jar. You know, you put your marriage as a big rock that goes down in that jar. Salvation is a big rock that goes down in that jar. But sometimes there's pebbles. Sometimes there's some sand. And sometimes you just need to empty out the water, get a good water hose, rinse it out, and keep the craters that are supposed to be in there, and get the rest of the crap out. Didn't that, you didn't use those words, but I think that's what Daniel was saying. So when we're talking about it, sometimes there's bottlenecks. There's bottlenecks to what's going on. This is what I wrote down. Often we think we don't have time. No, we just gave the time to something else. Sometimes I'm afraid if the cup is full, then I'll be taken advantage of. I'll be violated for what's in my cup. I resist because if we don't, we fret that no one else is going to step up to help me alongside my cup, and I'm going to be doing it alone. I fret that if I step up, I'm going to be doing it forever. Now, I know y'all are just captivated about shoveling the parking lot at Christmas. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, why don't you do the dishes at home? Oh, you're afraid you're going to have to always do them. You're afraid to ask because someone might say no. Why didn't you take the trash out? Why didn't I stop and pick up a piece of trash? I get concerned more about what's next than what the Lord's saying right now, that I need to stop and feed this person, that I need to slow down at the cash register at Walmart because the person in front of me was a not good person. I just changed my words. And I get to be the light and the breath for that person. And it might mean that I skipped getting my Coca-Cola at Wendy's. And that's okay, because it'll be there tomorrow. Come on, there's bottlenecks to why we're resisting. Sometimes it's because we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, where I am right now, the Lord said, I don't get to see the light. He's the light. And I get to have faith and trust that He is my course, that He is the one on my left, my right, that He goes before me, and then He's behind me. It's not based upon what I see. You know how hard that is for the planner? Well, if you think it's hard, I'll join you, and then we have hard together. I think sometimes, and I've tried to get departments in the church focused on this, ask someone if they'll volunteer for 1 year. Why? Because our yes needs to be yes and our no needs to be no. There needs to be a place that we complete what we've started. So that what? Part of today is rejoicing, that we can rejoice in what we've done. So when I get to the prodigal son, can the people that are going to do communion just meet Mitch back there? Why are we doing communion? We're in a season of doing communion. How better to celebrate the presence of the Lord but at the Lord's Supper? Okay? It's great. I just loved one place that you can just hear what the Lord's doing and do it right then. And so these people, we're going to get ready and we're going to have communion. We're going to take it in our seats today. But what I believe happens is that we... Three parts to today. One is the Lord's presence. The second part is celebrating. Joy. Come on. The third part is being able to walk in what the Lord's saying in joy. I-N. To step into joy. But sometimes we've lost vision. We've lost vision about what preparing for our brother's return. We've gotten busy in the doing, Martha. We've gotten distracted from the one thing. Now, you might be sitting out there today and you might say, hey, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. This whole prodigal son and the father and the Lord and all this hugging and drama experience. Maybe today's your day. There's room for you in God's kingdom. I believe that in the story of the prodigal son, we see one son coming, we see one son at home, but then there's exponentially. When that son comes home, he joins the one at home. Then there's another son, there's another daughter, there's another son, there's another daughter. There's room in the Father's house for every single one of his creations. Come on, y'all believe that today? There's room for everyone. So I'm just gonna say this. I've gotten off the notes. I apologize. It's just how it works. The reality is that we take communion today in a place because the Lord rescued us, because we're going to celebrate Him. We take communion today in a place because we get to celebrate that we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. I don't know where you are. I did not get a clear. Everybody in the room is going to celebrate communion for the same reason today. You are an individual. You have been created by the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been created to sit in His lap as His son or daughter, and you've been created to be renewed today wherever you are. Wherever you are. Can you all begin to pass these elements? We have, I'm just going to ask them to press it. Can I put you on the spot? So I'm just going to ask Joe, if you would just go back to the back. Maybe Michelle, you have a kid child with you?
No.
Can you go back together just to the... Joe and Michelle are going to go back. They're passionate about the redemption of creation. And if you're in a place today that says, you know what? I've not been walking with the Lord. I've not... I want to participate in this communion, but I haven't been in a place that I can say I made Jesus the Lord of my life. I have held my cup, and I am concerned that if I give Jesus my cup, that He's going to leave it empty. Come on, some of us sitting in chairs are still holding our cups. Maybe today communion is a place for that to be filled up. But I want to say to you today, if you've never given your life to Christ that He may give you His, today's your day. And I know that Joe and Michelle as family will rejoice with you. And I'm going to ask everyone, will you just bow your heads in a place? And if that's you, I'm going to ask you to make your way to Joe and Michelle. Lord, we thank You that You gave life to us, and You're wanting to make an exchange that if we will trust You with our lives, that You will fill our cup with Yours. Father, we thank You that today there's a supernatural exchange. Father, we thank You today that where maybe we haven't been able to value our cup and we are someone that is far off, that You're coming to rescue us today, God. Today, maybe where we've been afraid that someone's going to take from my full cup, so I don't want it full. Today is our day for our cup to be full, God. Today is a day of redemption. Today is a day for recreation, for restoration, for rejoicing. Today is a day that for that which we were created can and purpose can be fulfilled. Today is a day of celebrating the well done, the yes. Today is a day to receive, aha, my cup gets filled. My cup gets filled. I'm postured. I am positioned. Today's the day that I
I get my robe. Maybe for some of you, you got your practice jersey on and he wants you to put the real jersey on. Today's the day when I get to confidently walk in the presence of the Lord. I can take it, and maybe it's not all in the hand holding. It's the supernatural place. Today's a day to be cleansed from past foul-ups. Today's a day to be empowered for the new and the next. I'm just going to invite you. I think I'm realizing I moved around too much. I don't have any communion myself. Thank you. So it says in Mark 14, they were eating. We've been eating the Word of God. We've been eating fellowship and relationship. He took some bread. I think some people get in a complex that I'm eating the Lord's body. He took bread as a remembrance. He broke it. He shared it. And he said, take this, my body. Come on, there's a remembrance. He's with us, presence. Can you take that? And giving thanks, gave it to them. He gave the cup and they drank from it. And Leah's got something brewing in her, so I'm going to leave this in there. And there was blood covenant. Supernatural covenant. Covenant's family. Covenant saying thick or thin, strong or weak, winning celebration or not playing so good. Covenant means that there's cowbell on the high day, and there's cowbell on the low day. Some of y'all can't stand the sound of a cowbell, but you might need to ring the cowbell to ring whatever is in there out. The bell, it's like a cup. Sometimes we just gotta get off of me, Satan. Get up off of me. Take authority in that. Come on. Today's a day to say yes with joy. All this isn't going to work out. Just X's and O's. And the Lord told me that. He said, but just you do it. The challenge in today is to be in His presence. To be in His presence means joy. It means celebrating. Joy is celebrating what you've done. They're collecting the cups if you didn't pass them to the middle. The other side of it is saying, Lord, what do you want me to try? Because I get to try it from a filled up spot. I get to try it from a joy filled spot. I get to try it from a redemption spot. Look at that list on there. I'm not saying that you're not doing enough. And I apologize, all my colors are blue and gold. Okay, we just, Cora, here's the benefit. Cora cheers for one team and I cheer for the other, but this is the same team, right, Cora? Now, on Friday, September 1st, Cora and I are going to be opposed. You know what happens at halftime. Cora and I meet. And we hug each other and we love each other. Josh is usually in his uniform because he's protecting, he is making peace. But see, as this family of God, we get to come and make peace. Because it's not about the game. At the end of the game, Cora's brother Cooney's going to meet Liam. They're the last ones through the line. And that red and blue jersey, it's a little lighter blue, is going to hug that white and blue jersey. Because Cooney and Liam, they're the family of God. And at the end of the day, when those robes come off, we're family. And we love each other. And they're going to come into the house of God and they're going to prepare for another son. The greatest thing was when we went to Cooney's house. Cooney's Cora's brother. He's a coach at Giles. Liam plays for Christiansburg. We went to their house, and you know what Coach Cooney did? What do they call him, Coach Cooney? Sure. Coach Cooney did. Coach Cooney had brought one of the sons from that Giles team over that wasn't yet in the house. And he got Liam, who's the son in the house, and Liam got to come over with Coach Cooney and reach out to this player that wasn't yet in the house. Whether the jersey's blue and red or blue and gold, at the end of the day, we're all the creation. We're all the creation. And so I'm gonna say you, I think that our response is threefold today. I think one response is you just make the response on the form, I'm ready. Just below that black line, maybe you need to write, this is what I want to try. Some of you parents have already been volunteering. We ask parents to volunteer for a year. Maybe you will write that kids department on there just as an affirmation of faith. I'm going to try this. Maybe you've been serving in one department and you want to try another department. But just say, I'm ready. I'm ready to prepare for this. I want to prepare inside for the sons. You might say, gosh, I didn't know that we had a ministry to shut-ins. Is the Lord speaking that to you? The second thing is the prayer team is going to come, and maybe you're in a position of just saying, I need to stand with someone. I'm fighting a battle to get rid of the yuck, and I just want someone to stand. It says live in the light. Beginning of this week, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And about the fifth thing I did was I reached out to four brothers and sisters, and I said, it's terrible. I should have done it first. You know what they started doing? Ringing that cowbell. They just stood with me in the light. Enemy tried to take my voice. The enemy tried to take my leg. Enemy tried to take my car. Even Daniel was sharing. The enemy didn't win. Gave me two cowbells on Friday night. Still got my voice. Right? So the third thing that I feel like is being able to step into a place of celebration. I think, are you going to join me at that back table? And we want to give you a shirt because we want to celebrate with you. Well done. You might say, well, the shirts are printed. So take a shirt. And when you wear it and someone says, where's my shirt? Just say, you got to listen to the message. But my challenge to you today, presence, joy, walking in joy, functioning in joy. People have asked me, how are you navigating this system, this season, with joy? How else? Listen, you don't get to hear Jean's testimony on video, but you can see her top 10 notes. And you choose joy. Was that one of them? It's a choice. It's saying that this is what I've been called to. So would you stand? If you're new to Dwelling Place today, thanks for coming. I see lots of new faces. The standard reserve teachers will be back next week. Well, maybe. Teachers will return. Lord, sometimes we can only handle so much of a party, and sometimes that's what I get to bring. I thank you that that's my gift. That's my contribution to the body of Christ. I like to celebrate. I like to celebrate who you are and what you're doing, how you're living, and how you're moving in us. And so, Lord, I speak over us as a people. Can you put your hands out? We receive joy. We receive joy. It's an empowerment and it's an equipping for what you've called us to our function, our purpose, and our framework. Lord, I speak over the creation that stands with me, that they are released to be filled up. with all goodness and power and strength. Lord, I speak over the creation among me that's been giving. They've been investing and contributing. Lord, I speak the well done, and I say to the enemy that would say anything else, be shut up. You, Father, see. You, Creator, see what your creation's functioning and living in. And so I speak, I join you, Lord, and say, well done.
Well, Lord, I just want to add, Lord God, that you have called us to belong. Lord, you've called us into that place. That story never gets old, God, because it's a place that you've spoken into us. All that is mine is yours. And I just pray there would be a release of that today. There'd be a release of that today. God, that you would just supernaturally just release that belonging into us. We belong to you. We belong to your family. We are in the house. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, God, just solidify that deep within. Lord, we're part of your house. And we just thank you that, God, as a dwelling place of the Most High God, Lord, we can declare and speak out there what you're doing in here. Lord, I just speak the yes and amen to Tulio's word. We just ask in Jesus' name, God. I just pray if anybody needs to, Lord, the word that Daniel spoke right there at the end, if anybody needs that this morning, God, don't leave this house with going down the wrong road. Lord, there's people flashing lights at you today. Lord, today is the day to deal with that. So, Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name, God, let us deal with that today. Let us get on that right side of the road and keep running with you. God, keep walking in your family, in your house. And if there's a need this morning for healing, for restoration, for empowerment, for filling up, Lord, there's men and women that will pray for you here at the front. So, Lord, we just want to invite you to that. We just want to invite you to that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen? Hold on just a second.
I just feel like, too, the Lord's just saying there's the part of the brother. And I just pray that, Lord, as daughters and sons in the house, God, we rejoice over those that have been lost. God, we rejoice over the sons and daughters that have yet to come home. And Lord, you place it in us, the spirit of adoption, Lord, just the words that speak and declare the truth, Lord, that draw those, Lord, that are lost back to you. And Lord, we just rejoice over each other. God, we rejoice over each other, our brothers and sisters. Lord, we just speak life over each other. God, we cheer for each other. And Lord, I just pray those, even as Daniel gave that word earlier, those that, gosh, that they don't even feel as significant as a football game that gets all kinds of cheering. God, each and every person is worth way more than anything on this earth. And God, we just choose to rejoice over each other and declare life over each other. God, we just receive as sons and daughters that you have given us all things, and you said that you are always with us. We are never alone. But God, I just pray that over this room, that each and every person would just not only hear you rejoicing over them, you're putting the ring on their finger, the robe, but God, that they would know that each of us, where we rejoice over each other. God, we declare over each other who we are. God, we declare the truth over each other. God, we love each other with a fervent love, Lord. I just pray, Lord, we encourage one another. Lord, I just pray that would just be released and hear the significance that you give and the significance that we agree with and declare over each other in Jesus' name.
Amen. So this morning I'm just going to release you. You got awesome people that will pray for you up here. Respond with those green cards back there with Leah and Tulio. And we just pray and respond this morning. Maybe it's encouraging somebody on your way out. Maybe it's coming up and just getting some prayer this morning. Maybe it's the green card in the back saying thank you. I mean, we just want to say thank you. Thank you.